Two hostages held by Al-Qaeda, including one American, were inadvertently killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation against the terrorist group in January, the White House revealed Thursday. The hostages, Dr. Warren Weinstein, an American held since 2011, and Giovanni Laporto, an Italian national held since 2012, were killed in a drone strike on an Al-Qaeda compound in the border region of Afghanistan and Pakistan, where we had no reason to believe either hostage was present, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said in a statement. No words can fully express our regret over this terrible tragedy, Earnest said. President Barack Obama will address the nation at 10 a.m. Thursday on the news. The White House said the same strike is believed to have killed Ahmed Farouk, an Al-Qaeda who held American citizenship. Another U.S. strike in January killed American Al-Qaeda member Adam Gadan, Earnest revealed. While both Farouk and Gadan were Al-Qaeda members, neither was specifically targeted, and we did not have information indicating their presence at the sites of these operations, Earnest said. In 2011, a U.S. drone strike targeted and killed Anwar al-Awlaki, a leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a case that stirred vigorous debate in the U.S. over the killings of Americans fighting alongside terrorist groups without trial. Earnest said Obama takes full responsibility for the operations, which were classified until Thursday, and has directed a thorough and independent review to understand why and prevent further incidents in which hostages are killed in counterterrorism strikes. This article posted by Zeke J. Miller.